Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with us, having a great visit with our good friend William Skip Miller. Skipper is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Proactive Sales Management, also Knock Your Socks Off Prospecting, which he wrote with one of our great friends, Ron Zimke, who's no longer with us. We still miss him, but I always like bringing up Ron's name because he was a great one of the good ones.
Boy, he had the ability to say 20 words in three. He just gets right to the chase and did it with a sense of humor.
And I like recalling him, and we do that whenever it's, we have a chance and appropriate. And by the way, folks, you can still go hear my interviews with Ron Zimke on my website. It's all about customer care, and Skip, we still preserve his archives on our show, on our website, and folks are still benefiting from that. So that's a great legacy for him. Hey, Skip, we're talking about prospecting. We're talking about gaining the momentum, tacking on to the momentum of our customers, and we're talking about prospecting and kind of finding out where the momentum is. So talk to us some more about that.
Figure it out. I mean, it's July. Half years in. So as president of a company that your small business people will be calling on, it gets divided into my current customers and new customers. So with current customers, this is a great opportunity to do a tune-up, a health check. Hi, Mr. Smith. It's July, second half of the year. You know what? All the stuff you thought in January, you're probably changing now, and people hate to change. What do you think is changing for the second half of the year for you that you're a little bit nervous about, you're scared of, or you don't have all the facts on, then we may be able to help there. Where do you see yourself, where are your risks, challenges, pains, whatever you want to talk about, right? So your current customers will open their door in July because they got to get a quick investment. So with current customers, they've got renewed momentum because, boy, I invested in these seven things in January. Three are turning out okay. Two are kind of blah, and two I'm shooting. And those two that I'm shooting, I got to replace with something.
If you've got a current customer and you don't know where the momentum is, you don't know where what they're excited about and what they're frightened about. If you don't already know that, and you've got an existing customer, I hope there's a big pool of projectile sweat popping out on your forehead right now, because you are way, way, way behind the curve, and you better get busy, because I mean, there shouldn't be any mystery to you right now. You should know where all the opportunity is buried in an existing customer right now, shouldn't you?
Jim, the thing that slays me is that right now customers got to do something they hate to do. Customers got to change.
Yeah.
They got to do something different. They got to change it up. And I love doing seminars for like 50 people. It's so much fun. I get in there after day one, and I say, hey, excuse me, you five people, tomorrow, would you do me a favor? Would you sit in a different chair? And the next day, the people come in, and they see somebody sitting in their chair they sat in the first day, and they could say, you know what, I could sit over here and meet new friends and get things on a whole different perspective. Now they walk up to the person and go, excuse me, you're in my seat. People hate to change.
Yeah. Research shows that 66% of people, two-thirds of people, resist change.
Isn't that hysterical?
Yeah.
So it's July. They've had to shoot some things or stop doing things, avoid, away, things that they know aren't doing well, and they've got to take that money and invest in something that they're not sure of. Who else but a trusted advisor, someone they've done business with the last 5, 10, 15 years, all you have to do is just ask them, excuse me, for the rest of this year, what's changing? What do you see changing? That's all you got to ask is change. People will talk to you to their blue in the face right now.
Right, right.
That's
especially especially if you, when you can convince them and then deliver on the fact that you will be their change agent. You will help them manage this change. You'll hold their hand. Whatever it is that you're doing, your little niche, your little part of the world, your special sauce. When you can show them that you can do that, that's what they're looking for, isn't it?
Especially what you said, Jim, regarding you've talked to 15 of their peers. You know this industry. You know them. I've talked to many SMB owners. I've talked to many customers in the paint industry or whoever you're selling to.
Right.
So for that B2B sales, July is the time to do that health check, that tune-up. Call it whatever you want to, but just go in there and don't say, here's what we're doing differently for the second half of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not about you, folks. Hey, Skip, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
It's always fun.
M3Learning.com, right?
Yes, sir.
M3Learning.com. Is it not
coming? That'll work, and books are up there, and tapes are coming out.
All that stuff.
We're having a good time.
Thanks, Skip. Take care of yourself. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.